anyone have that? The Rabban? I actually going to need the Rabban. Rabban, there's a lot, there's a few Yishanim. There's not there's quite a number of Yishanim here. Rabban, the Rit for the Ram, the Zerosh. There's a Tesis Rit. There are Yishanim here. But the Ramban is glad to bring to Shir. With the PDF, they're off. Okay, so let's start. So the Mishnah says, "Kol aslam lasurim, neishen nevodim pamachas bashana divir amer." Salam is a statue. Normally, I guess it's normally a statue of a person, I suppose. And we don't know; it might be avodah zara, and it might not be avodah zara. No, the norms over here are going to be mostly Roman norms. We'll see when the Mishnah talks about, you know, different kinds of statues. They reflect the classical statues. So we know they put up statues for all kinds of reasons. They weren't necessarily for avodah zara, but often they were statues of avodah zara. So tzelem, we don't know what it is. It might be avodah zara, it might not. It might be neved, it might not. So Rameh says, "Ul tzelem erosur veishem nevodim pamachas v'ashom." Even if it's not, even if it's not a regular avodah zara, but once a year they're avodah. The chacham aimim, any also elokation kol sheish biyodni makel aitzipur aikadur. Chacham say no. Normally we assume that tzelem is not an avodah zara unless the simonim that's an avodah zara, that's an elivus, that it's holding either a makel or a tzipur or a kadur, an orb. You know, we have all these statues, and classical statues that are holding an orb. Even in the Middle Ages, they put a cross on top of it. You have all these medieval pictures of the king with the orb, with the cross sticking out of it. That comes from Rome. That's an orb. So that's a simon. The Gemara explains why it's a simon of elivus, but akapanim is a symbol of power. So if he's holding a makel or a tzipor or a kadur, it's the simonim of power. That already is a simon that it's an avodah zara. But stam tzelem is mutter. Reb Shimon Gamliel Eimer Af Kol Sheyesh Biyodei Kol Dover. Reb Shimon Gamliel says even if he's holding some other item, anything as long as he's holding something, that's a simon that in the conventions that they had, that was a simon that it was an avodah zara. So Dr. Ashi Kol Asam Asurim Bahana. Here I'm talking about eating them. Talk about Hana Kadur. I don't know what Rashi means, lapukivam. I mean, the state's I'm not quite sure what Rashi wants. Okay. Kadur, piluta, means a ball. Ugumar befarish, the honey body nevodim, mshim chashivusa, ashkulu lahana chafotzi, beyadayo. Shows a chashivus. So the Gemara says, idin nevodim tamachas vishonim at time of the rabbono. If the nevodim tamachas vishonim, as Rameya says, so why did the Chacham say that it's mutter? So Yishanim grapple with this. What's the most kasha? Maybe the Chacham disagree. The Chacham or the not nevodim pamachas b'shon. Maybe that's the machlokes. Machlokes is, are they nevodim pamachas b'shon? Well, why can't that be? You have lots of times machlokes in the mitzvahs. One time holds the mitzvahs is one way, the other time holds the mitzvahs is the other way. So what's the most kasha here? So there's two machlokes in Yishanim. Rashi learns my time of the Rabbanon. If the light 20 of the Chacham or Eimim in a nevod, Elo Mishiyesh Biyodai, the Chal the Sviru in the nevodim. Rashi learns in words and the lashon. Lashon the Mishnah's mashma chacham agreed to the mitzias. Otherwise, if chacham were arguing the mitzias, chacham should have said einem nevodim elo kol sheyesh biyodim. They didn't say that. Apparently, they can see the mitzias there, mayor. They hold nonetheless it's mutter. Why is it mutter if the nevodim pamachas b'shona? What's the difference? How often than ever? It only takes once in order for it to be also. Aderech says Tosis also writes. Either nevodim pamachas b'shona by tamayad rabbanon, and time a dilma b'hab pligi masover nevodim masover ein nevodim. Ishlemi the mashmalay afilu rabbanon is to the nevadim. Mitlag tani vechom loyim ein nevadim ela kol shmi sheish biyodim kuli. Vechem tir shakontus. I know what Tosis wants. Rashi already said it. So sometimes you have Tosis and have that gist of Rashi, but Tosis himself says vechem tir shakontus. So what's he just doing? Quoting Rashi, and he said, you know, it happens to be. I found this in Rashi. Well, very strange. I don't know what's Tosis coming to. What's Tosis want of you? But on Kapanim, that's how Rashi and Tosis learn. The Rana also learns all derech zeh. Tosis Rosh is a different malach. Tosis Rosh says that this is something that's easily ascertained. Was that why do you have machlekes in the mitzias in Chazal? No, that the Olam says something says there's no such thing as a machlekes in mitzias. That's not true. Why do you have machlekes in the mitzias? But we have machlekes in mitzias is something that can't be easily ascertained. So then it can be machlekes what the mitzias is. You know, what's a kai? Whatever. You have things that's hard to ascertain the mitzias. But here, what's so hard? You stand next to these, look around and see are people bowing down to the tzlamim or they're not bowing down to the tzlamim. Hamachas b'shana. Yes, people who live in the city, are they never hamachas b'shana? They're not never hamachas. Are they not never hamachas b'shana? So here it's hard to believe that there could be a machlekes in mitzvahs. The Ramban is also like that. The Ramban says, you know, that's a little bit cryptic. I think that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban says, "My tamay derabanan." Nearly the lemasik lekula kushri. He says the Gemara is talking in shorthand. V'alchi by the meimer. Ida nevodim bevadai my tamay derabanan. V'ida ein nevodim my kamer ameir. V'im estama b'may pligi. No, it's also there. The facts are the facts. You can have a case, you can have a tell them it's vada never, you can have a tell them it's vada not never, you can have a tell them that we don't know. But that's not a subject of machlekes ameir and derabanan. Whatever it is, the facts are the facts. You know, case by case, let's ask the people in town, do they know? Is this tell them never? Then it should be also. Is this tell them not never? Then it should be mutter. If nobody in town knows if the tell them is never, then it should be everybody should agree that it's awesome yourself. That's what you're talking about? Yeah. It was Rabban is saying, I think it's clear to the Tosfos Rosh. Rabban is saying there's three possible cases. There could be a case where we know that it's never. There could be a case where we know that it's not never. There could be a case where we don't know. In all of those cases, why should what could be the machlekes between the Meir and the Rabbanim? But he says the Gemara is Makatsu. It only talks about the case where we know that it's never. Why did we only talk about that case? Because that's the case the Meir addressed. Nevodim pamachas b'shana. Obviously, your mayor is talking about those kind of slavim that we know are never pamachas b'shana. So on those slavim, my time, I had the rabbanim. The mice, in effect, it's very close to the Tosfos Rosh. He's saying, there's no such case, that there's no case available that there could be machlekes ameir and the rabbanim mitzias. Every case either falls into those three categories, the mitzias, and therefore, my time, and the rabbanim, why should the rabbanim, your mayor, argue? Yeah, it's going to be important going forward also, this machlekes rishayim. I don't think, what's the Gemara's initial question? If you Rashi, Tosfos in the Ran, the Gemara's question is, Misad the Lashon? Is that mashma the Lashon that the Chacham are arguing in Rameir? And according to the Tosfos Rosh and the Ramban, it's not Mistaber that the Metzias they should be arguing, because what's the argument with Metzias? The Metzias is easily accessible. Let's ask people, are these Tzvam and Neva? Are they not Neva? So what is my answer? I'm Rav Yechanan. In the Kaimen Shalom Meir, how you open the Meir, Pamachas B'Shon. In the Meir's place, they were over, in his town, they were over the Tzvam and Pamachas B'Shon. So, Rameir's chayish nemiuta. That we know many places in Shas. Rameir's sheet is that we're chayish nemiuta. Rameir says lamoshel by chalitza that a kofin can't be chayil. It's shem yimtza saras. Come say right, people don't become a saras. Rameir's chayish nemiuta. Maybe he will be a saras. We have it more earlier about being this based in Yankee. Tosfos quotes it about you have a certain town where most of the cheese in town is not made from Avodah Zarah, but some of the cheese is made. A meat of the cheese is made from the rennet. Is made from a golem that was shechted for Avodah Zarah. So Chacham say you go basurai, and it's you found a piece of cheese. You don't know where it came from. Did it come from a regular, just regular gvidas hakam? Then it's mutabana. It's also bakhilas gvidas hakam, but it's mutabana. Or maybe it came from this miut of behemoth that Avodah Zarah, then it's also bana. So Chacham say you go basurai, and the mayor said no, we're chayish le miuta. So this machlek is made Chacham in many places. Are we chayish le miuta? So here in the mayor's mokum, they were oivenos and pamachas b'shama. That's a miut mekaymus. The mayor's chayish le miuta. They're about not chayish le miuta. So there's two problems here in the sugya. It's very strange the Rashi and Tosfos don't address either one. Problem number one, which other Rishonim do address, is what does Chayshin Lemut have to do there? A Meir Sheet is that we're Chayshish for a Meir. You don't know where this cheese came from. So we're Chayshish for the Meir cheeses in town. You don't know if this person, this cotton, is going to turn out to be a source. So we're Chayshish for the Meir's Tanim, we're going to turn out to be a source. That's not a Xer. That's a din. There are mayor holds that we don't go baser, we don't follow her right. We're in Chulin, Davok says it's only by Reub. So not up yet. We're in Chulin, it talks about the Sugya Reub, in the first American Chulin. Gemara says her mayor is only by, it's in Dine Reub. Gemara says her mayor is only by Reub, but the lesser come on. Ram talks about it. not by Rubat Isakamon, the mayor of Adi agrees to Rubat Isakamon, it's only by Rubat Alessakamon. And the Gemara says it's only where it's not, where, it's only where it's possible. Well, let's leave that clear that week, so we'll leave Lombard. So part of the Gemara says, it's the Dine Rai, Ruba de Issa Kamanameh, not Chayshinimut, Ruba de Lesa Kamanameh, Yis Chayshinimut, tell us in Zilbos Ruba. Because there is a different issue altogether. So what is it? What is one thing after the other? A mayor is Geyser, Otto, Makaimai, because he's Chayshinimut. So that the Ramban and the Ram both address, we'll talk about in a second. There was something else that was bothering me anyway, that I did not see anybody. Rashi and Tosfos don't address even this explicitly. I don't know why they don't address it. Because it's such an obvious question. There's something else that was bothering me a little bit, which I didn't see that any Rishonim addresses, which is, why does it have to be that it was Mekomish or Ramea? The bottom line of the Gemara is that it's a Shaila Chashin Lemilta. There was this one town, from Meyersville, where they were and Meir is Chayish Lemilta, and Rabban are not Chayish Lemilta. Again, we have to figure out how that works together with Xeris. That Duran and Rabban are going to address. But our component is from the Gemara that the issue is that since this town is only one town, it's a Miyat Mekaymus, so Meir is Chayish Lemilta, and Rabban are not Chayish Lemilta. The Machaykus and Meir and Rabban is not about that town. The Machaykus and Meir and Rabban is about everywhere else. Are we Chayish Lemilta because of the Miyat of that one Mokim? If that one Mokim, what does it matter if that one mokim happens to be mekayim shel Rameh? That gets mekayim shel Rameh, lechard lemalav lemer, and if it wouldn't be mekayim shel Rameh, it would be somebody else's mokim. What's the difference? There's one place that there's a miyut mekayimus, and the Rameh is chayish lemutter, the Rabban is not chayish lemutter.
It would never have occurred to him to be chayish for
it. If it wouldn't happen, I don't make a taste. I mean, it occurred to the Rabban not to be chayish for it. Like, it's more in the Gemara that the Rabban also would have been chayish for it, even though, except that they're not chayish lemutter. If the Rabban would have been chayish lemutter, they would have been chayish for it. It's not their town. Why does it have to be their town? So I don't know why the Gemara has to throw in there. It was Mekayim Shel Rameh. It's a strange thing. Maybe he's loved after. Maybe the Gemara just, there was a Mokum. I don't know. A little bit strange why the Gemara took some. Maybe it's just a shorthand. There is a Mokum. It happens to be Mekayim Shel Rameh. Or first it was Mekayim Shel Rameh. Maybe he's loved after. It didn't have to be Mekayim Shel Rameh. We don't have any like independent source that it was Mekayim Shel Rameh. Rameh is Chayshish for Yisrael Mokum. No, the Gemara says in shorthand there was Mekayim Shel Rameh. Maybe that's the emes. And that's a strange thing. But that the Rishonim don't even talk about. But the Rishonim talk about this other problem. What's the combination over here between being Chayshish Lemuta and making Gzeira? Gzeira is one thing, and Chashin Lemuta is something else entirely. So the Ran has an Arichus about it. The Ramban also. The Ran quotes the Ramban. See Ramban inside in a minute. But the Ran quotes the Ramban. The Ran says, he doesn't speak at the kasha, but it's obvious the kasha that he's addressing. Here's Sharon Bandel. By me, it's the third white line. I don't know how it is by you. Here's Sharon Bandel. Dochi kama. Le'amei dechayish nemuto. Kol ha-makayimes she'ein minuk shalem yadua asur min adin. Dechayim le'amei dechayish nemuto. So he says, first of all, it goes in steps. Number one, according to Rameh, since he's Chayish Nemiyutu, so every place that we don't know what they do over there, there's a universe of places that we know. There's Mekayimish Rameh where they're Eved, and then there's a lot of other places. Well, maybe there's 99 other places that we know about where they're not Eved, where they don't worship Stam Tzlovim, that don't have a makil or a tzip or something in their hand. And then there's a larger universe of places that we don't know anything about. We don't know what they do in those cities at all. We have no way of knowing. So, according to Rameyer, since we're Chayish Lemiyuto, so if you come to a town where we don't know what they do in that town, we have to be Chayishish. Maybe that town is like the Miyut, namely the Mekayim Shel Rameyer, where they're Eved Noisim Pamachas B'Shon. And therefore, those places will be Osir Min Adin. So it comes out that most places in the world, according to the mayor, are going to be Osir Min Adin. Because we have from the small universe, the place that we know about, there's a miyut mekaymus, one makom, where they're open by machas b'sham. So in the place that we know, there's a miyut that these slumim are nevonim. From there, we generate that if you hold chashin in the miyuta, so we now use that and we apply that to the rest of the world. Then we say whenever you come to a makom that we don't know what the slumim there are, how they're treated. So we have to be chayshus lemiyuta that maybe those places are like the miyut. And therefore, all those millions of places that we don't know what the minute there is, they're going to be also min adin. That's not exeret. That's min adin because chashin lemiut. V'chein kol etzomen nitzoyim baderech asur midinu mehaytaim. Likewise, if you go on the road and you find the tzelem, it's also going to be also min adin. Mehaytaim that we're chashin lemiut. Not sure here if he means because it comes from roiv. Yeah, well, let's say pshuta because it comes from roiv. Roiv tzlamim in the world were chashish lemiut. Most slumim in the world, you don't know where they came from. We'll put it differently. If you find a tzelem baderech, you don't know where it came from. Maybe it came from the 99 places that we know about. But maybe it came from Mekayim Mishul HaMeir. Or maybe it came from some other place that might be like Mekayim Mishul HaMeir. So all these slumim are also min adin. The came in the Ruba Dalman Mr. Medino, the HaMeir. Since the Koin HaMeir, most slumim in the world are also min adin. So now, even in those 99 places that we actually know that the slumim are not nevodim, but now we're going to make a gzera otu roiv mekaymus in the world where they're also menadin, and why they also roiv mekaymus in the world menadin because ultimately of mekaymus shlemei mishum iser hanimshach meyaseim akum. But the kaim of the ruba d'alma also shlemei gozer miyuto mishum ruba. Aval rabbanu delechayish miyuto. So every place that you encounter in the world, all the millions of places, you don't know what the slumim there are, what their status is. We're not chayish lemiuta. We would go bust the roiv that we know about, and we would assume that the slumim there are mutter. So it comes out that all the slumim in the world are mutter, except in mekayim shel rameir. Le'osi ruba d'alma parashavi mishum oisim mokim b'lad. We're not going to be going to the whole world otu mekayim shel rameir. Elu dvarav zal. That's the Rambam. Says the Rambam, but listen to God's Shar Mekayim is Otu Eisim Mokim and Enoyach Lidukach. So the Rambam first of all asks in the Lashon Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is that a mayor was God's Shar Mekayim is Otu Mekayim. Otu, what's the Lashon Gemara? That's exactly the Gemara. Otu Eisim Mokim. Asks the Rambam, coined the Rambam, that's not Otu Eisim Mokim. It's Otu Reiv Mekayim is in the world. Then he has another kasha which comes to it, which we'll talk about in a second. But our component, the Rambam answers the Rambam from the Lashon Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is that there goes otu eisim makom. If the Rambam, it's really not otu eisim makom. It's otu roiv mekaymus in the world. Now the truth is, a little bit the Rambam himself, when he was presenting the Rambam, a little bit he mitigated the kasha. He himself mitigated the kasha, because the Rambam himself, when he was presenting the Rambam, the way he said it was. Became the Rameir Chayish Nimuto, Istanum. Where we go? Became the Ubidam Bismidino, the Rameir Gozer Apamokum Shiadunu Lachain Oikmanoisoi, Mishum Isser Hanimshach May Oisoi Mokum. So Ramban, when he was presenting Ramban, a little bit he addressed it. He said, when the Gemara says that we're Gozer Shamakim is Otto Oisoi Mokum, it doesn't mean literally Otto Oisoi Mokum. It means Otto the Isser Hanimshach May Oisoi Mokum. I mean, we go to the 99 places that we know about, or to the millions of places that we don't know about, whose Isser itself is ultimately derived from the Kaimish Rameh, which causes us to be Chayish Nimutu in all of those other places. So the Ram sort of addressed the question, but still he asked, but at the end of the day, it's like a Chesur Mechser in the Gemara, the pastors in the Gemara is, that it's literally Otu Osim Mokim and not Otu Isser Hanimshach Mei Oisoi Mokim. So that's the Ram's, the Ram is not. The Rav has Hasoga on the Ramban is from the Lashon of the Gemara. Then he has another Hasoga, which we'll talk about in a minute. Hema says, Lulein Mistafinu. I'm not so sure that the Ramban is really saying what the Rav says that he's saying. Look at the Ramban inside. Let's decide if that's really what he's saying. He it's the Ran, not but yeah, but the Ran is asking the Rebbe. My say Rosh Hashanah didn't work. A lot of times Tosfos asks a question Rashi. The answer is Rashi didn't mean what Tosfos thought he meant. The Rabban is the Rabban brings the Ramban the way he understands it, and he has a kasha. It's not, it's against the Lashon of the Gemara. I just have another question in a minute. Maybe that also have to do with this. Let's look at the Rabban inside. I'm prejudiced. Let's see. Ramban says, you have the Ramban in front of you, it's helpful. Everyone has the Ramban? If you don't, maybe look around something. Because first he says, because he's chayish in Yutah, so therefore he's chayish for stam kol olam also. Maybe it's like the mekayim shleimet, like the Ramah quoted. Uli day hamaytzi tzlamim baderech chayish leisim mekayim. Therefore, likewise, if you find a tzlamim baderech, you also have to be chayish for the maybe came from those mekayim that either mekayim shleimet or mekayim that might be like mekayim shleimet. V'chein ir shein minik shlam yadua chayish lechol tzlamim shemek kemidik mekayim emaisim. Hilkoch came in the Ruba the Alma Osval Medina, since Rav the Oilam is also Meradin. Afilu Bimokim She'ein Oivdin. So therefore, even in a place where those 99 places that we know about where they're not Oivd, Gozar Shar Mekaymois Otu Oisoi Mokim. Shai Mekayim Shai, I think it means the 99 places. That's what I'm visualizing. There's the word Mekayim Shai Meir. There's 99 places that are the Rav, and then there's the rest of the world. So Ramban says, since in the rest of the world, that in Baderech, it's all Osim and Adin, so therefore, even Mekayim She'ein Oivdin, even those places where we know they're not Oivdin, the 99 places that we know they're not Oivdin, we're Geizer Otu Oisoi Mokim. So right away, there's a problem. What do you mean Otu Oisoi Mokim? Not Otu Oisoi Mokim. That's Lashon HaGemara, Otu Oisoi Mokim. The Ran said to the Fina Ramban, it's really not Otu Oisim Mokim, it's Otu Isra HaNimshach Mi Oisim Mokim. We're going to the 99 places, Otu the millions of places that are the Rav of the world. That's not the Lashon of the Ramban. The Lashon of the Ramban is we're going to the 99 places, Otu Oisim Mokim. Sounds like the Ramban is still learning that the Gzeir is, like the literal reading of the Mar, the 99 places that will be Otu Mekayim Mishal Rameir. But how could that be? He just is elaborating that it has to do with the fact that Rav of the world is also Menadin. Like, what's going on? But still, I'm pointing out the Maisel Lashon of the Ramban is not the way the Ramban quoted him. The Ramban quoted the Ramban that we're going to the 99 places, Otu the Rav of the world, and it's called Mekayim Shel Ameir because it's an Isra HaNimshach Mekayim Shel Ameir. The Maisel, that's not what it says in the Ramban. The literal words of the Ramban are that we're going to those Mekayim, those 99 Mekayim, Otu Mekayim Shel Ameir, Otu Oisim Mokim. Yeah, but then we're back to square one. If we go to 99 places, what does that have to do with Chashin and Lemuta? What does that have to do with the fact that the Rav of the world is also Menadin? Hold on. Then he goes on and he says, Rabbanon lechayish Lemuta. But like Gozo Nami Klav. Rabbanon not chayish Lemuta. First of all, they're not chayish Lemuta. So they don't have the Issa Menadin. And they're also not Gozer. But like Gozer Nami. Not only are they not chayish Lemuta, but they're also not going to be Gozer. The like Gazrinon. Bimilsa the like Shchiachlon Mishum Yutu. We're not geyser, as the Ran said, we're not geyser, right? Otu Amiut. The Ramban says, we're not geyser, because we have the words for right. We're not geyser, right places. Bimilsa de leishchiachlon, mishum yutu. What is this phrase? Bimilsa de leishchiachlon. The Ran didn't quote that at all. We are born and not geyser, bimilsa de leishchiachlon, otu Amiut. What is this? Just what's the translation of those words? What does he want? Milsa delishchia. We're not geyser. The Ran didn't quote it that way. The Ran just quoted it. We're not geyser. Rav otu amiud. The Ramban has it's a qualification. We're not geyser otu amiud in a milsa delishchia. The Chayim would write halodovaru. something going on over here. What is this phrase? So that's what I was thinking. The Pater Rabban is saying here something else entirely. It's not like the Ran understood. The Ran's understanding of the Ramban was that the way it works is we have Mekhem Shlomeh. That's the one place that we know is us. Then we have the 99 places that we know should be mutter. Then we have the Reva Ilum, which we don't know. So the way it works is that according to Meir, since we're Chayshish the Mutter, so this is awesome in Adin. And then we're going to say these 99 places, Otu Reva Ilum. That was the Ran's understanding of the Ramban. And that we could do because we're not going to be going to arrive up to a miut, but we could be going to these 99 places onto Mekhaim Shlomeh we wouldn't do because we're not going to be going to arrive up to a miut. But to be going to 99 places onto the whole world, that's being going to a miut onto a arrive because the whole world is bigger than those 99 places. So we're going to a miut onto a arrive. That's how the Ran understood the Ramban. I want to suggest that that's not the pshat in the Ramban, and really so we would not make such a error because even though the whole world is awesome in Adin. The whole world is only awesome and Adin. What would he be meaning? We're going to be going to these 99 places, lest you come to be matter in all of those other many places. But all of those other many places are only misafik, only awesome misafik, or to the miut. At the end of the day, you've been geyser or to a miut of Mekhaimus. I mean, I guess you could say the miut of the whole world is still bigger than the 99 places. So maybe still you've been geyser a smaller number or to a larger number. I think there. I want to suggest in the Ramban that's not the pshat. The olam the gzeir is the 99 places otu mekay mishel rameh. Keep shooter like the lashon of gemara, where even maximum the 99 places otu mekay mishel rameh, and the other small number of places in the world, the mid places in the world that are like mekay mishel rameh. But it's otu mekay mishel rameh, and it's gzeira otu amiyut. It's either Xerah to Amid, literally the one Makom of Rameir, or even if it's all the places in the world are like Mekhaim Shel Rameir, those are still a miyot of places in the world. You're most likely, so that's Xerah, at the end of the day, it's Xerah Otu Amid. You're not likely, if we're not going to make this Xerah, so what's the Chashash? You're going to go somewhere else and be Nenef Metzelim. Well, even if you go somewhere else and be Nenef Metzelim, right by the time, you're going to be okay. It's only a miyot of the time you're going to have a problem. We're not generally Xerah Otu Amid of times, so you're going to have a Mikshah. The Ramban qualifies that. And he says, Legazrin and Otomiyot bimilsa de leshchiachon. I think what the Ramban is saying is this. It's not a hard and fast rule that we're not Gezer Otomiyot. That's not true. We could be Gezer Otomiyot. The rule, though, is we're not going to be Gezer Otomiyot if the Isser that we are being, that's going to be created by our Gezerah is a brand new Isser that nobody ever heard of before. We're not going to create a new Isser out of practically whole cloth, just because we're chayshish for a miut of mekaymus. That we're not going to do. That's what the Ramban says. Legajin and otu miut bimilsa de leish chiyachon. What if you have an isser that actually the isser itself, even without a gzera, is chiyachon? It's an isser that that people encounter every day without any gzera. They encounter it every day minadin. This is an isser that people have, that people are familiar with. It's not a brand new isser that's. But there's a certain case, set of cases where minadin it would have been okay. So now, if we're going to answer those places, we're not creating a brand new issur. We're creating an issur that already exists, that's already widespread, that people are already chayshish for a lot, and we're extending it to cover the holes, the loopholes. We're closing the loopholes. We're extending it to cover, to be a universal Isser. That already, it's an Isser, the Shchiach Lon. We're not creating a brand new Isser. Taking an Isser which is already Shchiach Lon, which already people already encounter, which already people live with, and we're saying, instead of there being some exceptional cases, we're going to close off the exceptional cases onto a mute. That we do. That's not called, because there's no rule that we're not going through onto a mute. We don't create new Isser onto a mute. But to extend or to make uniform, to simplify existing Isurim onto a miut, that we would do. So how does that play out over here? It means like this. According to the Rabbanon, we're like Hashinu Miut. We're not chayshish lamid. That means, koin terabbanon, this issur of mekaymish l'rameir is unique to mekaymish l'rameir. Most people in the world, for pre-gzeirah, most people in the world never encounter this issur. Because we're not chayshish lamid. If you're going on the road, you don't have to worry about mekaymish, and you find a tselem, statue, you could sit in the shade of the statue, stop by a 7-Eleven or something, there's a statue outside, you can sit in the shade, you don't have to worry, maybe it's in Abed Azar, because it's not Mekhaim Shalom Meir, we're not Chayshish Lamiyutim. So most people in the world are not familiar with such a concept of Asering statues. Now we want to come along, we want to make Gzeira. We want to Aser all the statues in the world, brand new Isser that people don't really live with at all. Why? Because of Mekhaim Shalom Meir. That we're not going to do. We're not going to be Gzeira Mishum Biyuto. It's the benefit of such a gzeira is very small. It's only for a mute. It's a very small shash. Maybe you'll come to Mekhaim Shalom Meir, you won't know that this is Tzolom there also. So the benefit, the cost-benefit analysis. The benefit is very small. It's only Mishum Yutu. The cost is very high. We're making a brand new Isser that's L'Shkiach Lam that people don't know about. We don't make such a gzeira. A gzeira whose cost is very high and whose benefit is very small. But what about a Kohen Tamei? Kohen Tamei, the Isser of Tzlomim is an Isser that people live with all the time. Even the people who live in these 99 cities that we know they don't worship Tzlomim, they are still familiar with the Isser of Tzlomim. Because every time they go on a trip and they're on the road, they know all the Tzlomim are awesome. I should live with them. Every time they come to a city whose status they don't know what's the, whose practices they're not familiar with. The Chayshid Lemiyutah, they're not from the Tzlomim. So this is the Isser Tzlomim, now is an Isser Hashkiach Lam. It's an Isser that people are very familiar with. Even the people who live in these 99 cities, they have the good fortune to live in those 99 cities where they don't worship Tzlomim, are still very familiar with the Isser of Tzlomim. Not a brand new Isser they were imposing on the Tzibur. But we want to close off our loophole. We want to say, okay, most Tzlomim in the world are also, but hitherto, until we made the Gzeira, at least in those 99 places, you could be Nana from Tzlomim. So now we want to say, no, let's be geyser and slumim, even in those 99 places, or to the myriad places, the Hemshire Mayor, and the other myriad places in the world, where they worship slumim. The cost is very small. The cost of the Xer is very small. We're not inventing a brand new Isser that people never heard of. We're just taking the Isser that people are already living with. Whenever they go out of town, they have to live with the sister. They have to worry about slumim baderech. And we're saying, that same Isser slumim that you know when you're baderech, or when you're in other places, we know you get it home too. Or to the Hemshire Mayor. So even though it's auto a miyut, yeah, it is exer auto a miyut, but it's exer auto a miyut in a milsa de shchiyachlan. The issue is anyway shchiyachlan. In an issue that shchiyachlan anyway, we could be geyser auto a miyut. So the fair is totally not the way the Rambam understood the Rambam. I think the lashon of the Rambam is very meduyf. That's what the Rambam said. The Rambam said the exer is like the lashon of the Gemara. The Gzeir is Otum Mekayim Shel Rameir. It's not Gzeir Otum Roiv Ha'olam. It's Gzeir Otum Mekayim Shel Rameir. The Rabbi himself said it's Gzeir Otum Mekayim Shel Rameir. The difference is that according to Rameir, it's an Isra Ashkiachlon. According to Rabbon, it's not Isra Ashkiachlon. And we're not Gzeir Otum Amirat in the Isra that's not Ashkiachlon. If it's an Isra that's, of course, if it's an Isra, we might invent new Isurim for Otum Roiv. When it's a very big benefit to the Gzeir, then we'll make brand new Gzeirs. We might. But we're not going to make a gzeira whose benefit is very small. It's only auto amiyot. If it's going to require us to invent a whole new isser that's not shchiach, people don't know about. Together, it's like enoy v'shibi yochalame. But I mean, it's not mamash the same thing. But it's such an idea. We're not going to fabricate a gzeira that people aren't familiar with at all, and that's going to be that's a very hard gzeira to impose. The whole benefit is auto mekayim mishum emet, doesn't it? But if it's a shchiach, most of the world is not shchiach anyway. I mean, I didn't. So what do you want to do? You want to just make the gzeira? You want to extend it to 99 places? That's already a very easy gzera to make. So it's an easy gzera to make, we would make even for an otto amir.
But why doesn't he aser else? Why
do you
have to aser
because of Mekhaim Shalom Meir? Because I would go, they don't worship Tzlom. Miyat Olam worship Tzlom. I mean, I think it's not only Mekhaim Shalom Meir. It might be Mekhaim Shalom Meir and the Miyat Mekhaimers that are like Mekhaim Shalom Meir. It's even better. I think there's another deacon in the Ramban as well. The Ramban throws in that according to Rameir that we're chayish and yuto, so you have to be chayish for this. You have to be chayish in most places in the world. He also throws in if you're heilich baderech. Helchei Drachim also have this this problem. A little bit strange. I'm not asking a kash exactly. What does he need this for? What's this like icing on the cake? No, all the mechaimis in the world, you have to be chayshish, the mechaimis of the mayor. And when you go by derech, you also have to be chayshish. Maybe these slumim are from the, you know, you don't know where the slumim came from. You go by derech, you find the selim. So by derech, I'm not even sure what he means. You go by derech, you find the selim, you don't know where it came from, or you don't know what they do by derech. What's the blessing exactly? Hamaitzi slum of derech chayshish la'isin mechaimis. I don't know what he means, la'isin mechaimis. It means maybe you're in one of those mechaimis. To look in your, or it means the tselem baderech means you find it on the side of the road. More likely, that's what it means. You know where it came from. Maybe it came from Mekayim Shlomer. Maybe it came from places like Mekayim Shlomer. What does he want? I'm asking Kasha, but what does he need? It was good enough before. According to Rameir, with Chayish Shlomuta, all the places in the world, most of the places in the world, the million places in the world, they're all also because maybe they like Mekayim Shlomer. So now we're going to the 99 places, also the other places. So what does he want with the baderech? And it's even worse, the Rambam puts the baderech first. Look at the Seder Dvarim in the Ramban. That's what he says first. Ulididei, according to the Meir, ha-maitzi tzlamen baderech chayshim loysim mekaymus. V'chein ir she'ein minug lef sh'ir yaduam. That's the second thing. What he says first is that when you're baderech, you don't know where the tzlamen came from. So we have to be chayshish. And number two, and also, in other cities as well, maybe they'll like mekaymus shalera meir. But Gil, the first thing that comes to the Ramban's mind is in the round, it's all the way around. The Ramban starts off saying that most of the cities in the world are asur, and also if you're baderech. He reverses the order. But in the Ramban, the first thing that the Ramban says is the part about Baderech. You have to be chayshish for the tzlamim because you don't know, maybe they came from Mekayim Shlomer. And number two, every place that you come to, maybe it's also like Mekayim Shlomer. I think that's the Seder Adorim. First he says, if you're Hoylech Baderech, he hasn't even gotten to the idea that maybe other Mekayim are like Mekayim Shlomer. The Seder Adorim of the Ramban is that according to Meir, so when you go Baderech and you find the tzlamim, it's also why? He hasn't said yet that we have to be chayshish that all the other places in the world may be practiced like Rameir's town. That's the next thing the Ramban says. He says, according to Rameir, Lididei, according to Rameir, who has this chashin lemiyuto, ha-maitzi tzlama baderech chayshish la'isin mekaymus. Or maybe it does mean, it means la'isin mekaymus. Maybe it does mean, mekaymus if I like Rameir. Okay. V'chein ir she'en minu shalom yadua. So yeah, but the diak is still, why is it baderech first?
Isn't the derech just a much larger component of the svar? I mean, the derech is going to be, I don't know, a large percentage. And the assumption of the Gemara is that Rabbi Meir's town was unique. So he's just saying, just in terms of like practically, right, the reason how, because his whole point is to get how it adds up to Rova the Olam. So in, just practically how it adds up to Rova
the Olam. We don't need this item. You just need that either Rova the Olam should be chashid and Yuta. In Rova the world, we're chayshish lemiyuta. So most cities were chayshish lemiyuta. Maybe the lack of chayshish lemiyuta. Now we're based these 99 cities off to Rova cities. What does he have to add? But what's the baderech piece? And why is that the first thing that comes to mind?
Sorry, can Rabbi just say that?
I'm not saying a terrible kasha. I'm just saying when the Ramban is accumulating his Rova olam, the first thing he says is baderech. When you halach baderech, you have to be chayshish. Maybe the selim came from oisid mekaymus. And what exactly are oisid mekaymus? Actually, I don't think it doesn't sound like he means Mekayim Shlomer.
Why not?
Because Eisen Mekayim is a plural. I would be happy if he meant Mekayim Shlomer, but I don't think actually that he does. I think he means Eisen Mekayim is to all the cities in the world. That are like Mekayim Shlomer. The meest cities in the world that are like Mekayim Shlomer.
Okay.
So it's a little bit backwards even, the Ramban. I could ask the question this way. The Ramban says, the coin to a mayor, because he's Chayish Lomutu, so therefore, so look at the Ramban's side. That means stam kol oilam. Maybe the like a mayor. Because we're chayshin emilta. Maybe stam oilam is like a mayor. And therefore, if you go by derech and you find it, you don't know where it came from. Maybe it came from oisin mekaymus. And b, when you go to a city that you don't know what it is, you also have to. It's also awesome. Why did the baderech come first? I think the way I'm saying, is good. The nekudah here is that we want to ask these 99 places. But the issue between Rameir and Rabban is, and we want to ask them ultimate Mekayim Shlomer, basically. The Loshon Rabban, Loshon Gemara, the Rabban, the piece of Loshon Gemara, ultimate Mekayim Shlomer. In our narrow neck of the woods, we have Mekayim Shlomer. In our little Babylonian area over here, We have Mekayim Shalom Meir, we have the other cities around, and we want to ask if those places don't have Mekayim Shalom Meir. But we're not going to do it if it's an Isser that's not Shechiyacha. If it's an Isser that people aren't familiar with. We're only going to do it if it's an Isser that people live with all the time. Now, which people are we talking about? We're talking about these people, the people in these 99 cities. If it's an Isser that they're familiar with, then we'll impose Xero to Mekayim Shalom Meir. But if it's an Isser that they never heard of, we're not going to do it. So then the people in these 99 cities, when we want to discuss, when did they encounter the Isser of Tzlamim? When did they have to worry about the Isser of Tzlamim? The first thing that comes to mind is when they're Baderech. When they're Baderech, and they find Tzlamim, they have to be Chayshish. And then number two, and not only when they're Baderech, but even if they happen to go, even happen to go to another city, and they don't know what's the story in that city, then they also have to be Chayshish. If they go to some unknown city or city where, you know, people don't know, people in town don't know what the practice is over there. But if we talk about these 99 people, where did they most encounter the Isser of Tzlamim? Their first place that comes to mind is they encounter Baderech. And that's what the Ramban says first. And then he adds, and not only that, but when they go to another city, and it happens to be a city that whose practices are unfamiliar to them, maybe there's no Jewish community to tell them what they do over there, whatever, they come to a strange city, then they're also going to have to worry about it. And that they'll also be familiar with the Isser from there. But they're going to be most familiar with the Isser from the fact that every time they go Baderech, and they have to worry about it, it's Islam. So the Mela, it's Isra Shiuchlan, we could be guys. And that's also very Midrik in the Ramban. The Ramban who didn't understand the Ramban this way, so he also has a piece about Baderech, he didn't excise it from the Ramban, but he puts it after the other cities. But he would sort of like an afterthought. Because he's learning the Ramban, and we're going to the 99 cities, all to the millions of cities in the world that are the Reif Olam. So we can talk about Reif Olam. Who says Baderech is Reif Olam? The Reif Olam is the cities in the world. And then there's also Baderech. They have the cities in the world with the Baderech, and it adds up to a Reif Olam. Because he's just calculating Reif Olam, like what makes up the Reif Olam. Because the Ramban understood the Ramban, we're going to the 99, all to the millions of cities that might be like Mekayim Shalom Meir. So that's the Reif Olam. So Mia taught the Reif. There's more cities that might be like Mekayim Shalom Meir, because it's a much bigger universe. In the 99 cities. So when you're adding that cheshbon up to make the Reif Olam, well, the first thing that you say is you have all the cities in the world. Number two, you have all the drachim in the world. So by him, it goes the other way around. And that's what I want to suggest here in the Rambam. The Feir is not like the Rambam. I think it sheds light on another thing. The Rambam goes on and he has another kash on the Rambam. The Rambam asks the Ramban. No, I take it back. I don't know if it's connected. I have another thing to say, but I don't know if it's connected to this. Well, let's treat it just as a separate thing. So this is the end of Akana Kafal. Now another Nukud. The Ran has another kasha in the Ramban. You look back in the Ran. He has another question on the Ran. On the Ramban. First he has some Lashon L'Gemara. It's that we dealt with. Then he goes on and he says, "Umay dekol menami dekol mokim she'en min hoga yadua osa midina l'rameir." According to Meir, it was high from Yuta, so every time you come to an unknown city, since Rameir is high from Yuta, you have to be chayshish, maybe it's like Mekayimish l'rameir. Einoi bor etzli. Dinehide sh'amina l'rameir dechayish from Yuta bekotun dektano dekomer l'chiltsin v'loi miyabin shema yimtsu soros v'ailanis hainam shum dehavi miyuta d'shchiach b'chol mokin. The miyut of ailanis is in the whole world of Sarisim. Aval shenachzik isser mi mokim l'mokim mipnei mekaymish l'rameir ein lanu. Kevin shekola mekaymish hanishmoim esleinu ein noigim kamois. So that's his first, that's his question. He says, just because Rameir is chayish l'miyuta, that doesn't mean that because of one mokim we're going to be moilu the sofik in a new mokim. Meaning like this. The Rameir in context is talking about a case where you know that there's a miyat sarisim in the world. And now you have a kotun who might belong to the kotun. Now the sofik is be'etzim. Every kotun is a sofik, maybe he's a soros. Because there is a sofik about every kotun that he might be a soros. We want to be machriya the sofik with the roif. So Chacham is saying, yeah, we go basaroi, we machil the safek. We can assume he's not going to be a safek. He's not a safek. And may is chayish the miyuta. We can't be machil the safek with the roi. You have to be chayish for the miyuta that he's. But we have to be chayish for the miyuta that he's a saras. In the case that we're talking about over here, though, we're using the mekaymish of the mayor for something else. We're using the mekaymish of the mayor to be meilid a suffix in stam ayaris. That means if we didn't have mekaymish of the mayor and we encountered an ear, we would assume that they're not over the tzvamim. Most of these are not over the tzvamim. Because in Rameir is mokim, they're over the tzvamim. So we want to use that to be ma'ayur esophic in now these new unknown cities. Maybe they're also like Mekayim Shalom Meir. Says the Ran, where does it say that in Rameir? Where does it say in Rameir that a miut has a koyach to be ma'ayur a new latest esophic in a thing where up till now we never had a esophic? Who says a miut is ma'ayur esophic? Maybe it's not a esophic. Stam Mekayim is not a latest esophic. Why should we look at it as a latest? If we didn't have Mekayim Shalom Meir, we wouldn't have a esophic. So why should a mekayim shel mayor be meilid a suffik? What does that have to do with chashinu lemiyuta? Like the mussel, a dugma ledava. Let's say I have two batmen that are erev Pesach. They both becheskes baduk. Both of them, I did it because chametz they becheskes baduk. And then one of the houses, I go in and I find a piece of chametz. So the rabbi asked, "Oh, I found a piece of chametz in this house, even though it's becheskes baduk. So now I have a suffix in the other house. Maybe there's chametz too. Make a taste. Just because I found chametz in one house, why should I be moiled the suffix in the other house?" Al derech zeh, they're understanding. What does this have to do with her mayor? I didn't have a suffix, and if I didn't have mekayim shel mayor, I would have no suffix. We know most places are not over the stomach. Now we find her mayor's mekayim over the stomach. That all of a sudden has the power to be ma'ir or suffix in other places. Make a taste of such a din. And if there is such a din, we can add. And if there is such a din, what does it have to do with chashinu lemiyuta? The Rabban has another question. I'm going to come back to this question in a second. The Rabban has the third question. This is the second question. I'm sorry, the Ran. The Ran has the third question. And he asks, the third question is, even if we'll somehow concede that point, So there a mayor is chayish lemiyuta, and Rabbanan not chayish lemiyuta. But in Ruba de Issa Kamon, like Teisha Chanuyas, in Ruba de Issa Kamon, we don't know which chalos it came from, a mayor is moided that the miyuta is command the less. Asked the Ran, here, it's not, this, in this case, Mekhaimish lemayor versus the 99 other places, that's Ruba de Issa Kamon. We have Mekhaimish lemayor, we have the 99 other places, that's Ruba de Issa Kamon. So, according to Ramban's understanding, that this is like Osam and Adin, he says, because we're Chayish Lemuta, what does that have to do with Chayish Lemuta? It's a Rubadisa Kamon. So those are two kashas of the Ramban, of the Rab. Kasha, the first, the second, the second or third kasha of the Rab, one was the Lashon Gemara, that was the first question. Second question was that even according to Amir, they were Chayish Lemuta, but that doesn't mean that Amir is a Kayach to be murdered in Suffolk somewhere else. Question number three is that even if it does, but that's only Rubad Alessa Kamon, here it's Rubadisa Kamon. But the Issachamon is Gemar Delas. I think those last two questions are related. The Ran is assuming that the reason why we have a latest Asafik in the whole world is because of Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir, because we're Chayish, Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir, which is a Miut, is Meilu the Sofik in the rest of the world. I would have no latest in Sofik without Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir. Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir, with the Din of Chayishin and Lemiuto, the Din of Chayishin and Lemiuto, which tells me that I have to reckon with the Miut, that's what's Meilu the Sofik in Kol HaMekayimus, that maybe they're like Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir. So the latest HaSofik comes from Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir with the Din of Chayishin and Lemiuto. And that the Rana asked, number one, who says Chayishin and Lemiuto has such a power to be Meilu the Sofik? They don't find it in HaMeir. The Meir says that when you have a Sofik already, like a Sofik Soros, the Sofik that we have already, the Sofik's intrinsic, every content is intrinsically a Sofik Soros. So when you have a Sofik already, your HaMeir also have to be Chayishish for a Meir. But who says that a Meir has a power to be Meilu the new Sofik in a different Mokum? It's because in Mekayimus and Rameir, they're over the Tzomim. How does that have a power to be over a Sofik in other Mekayimus? Which I didn't have up to now. That was his first question. And the second question is that Mekayimus and Rameir versus the other 99 Mekayimus is not a Miut. It's not a Miut to Lesser Kamon. It's a Miut to Issa Kamon. A Miut to Issa Kamon. I mean, a Miut that's versus a Ruby to Lesser Kamon. The Issa Kamon is a Miut that's it's a weak Miut. It's a Miut that's come out the less. Even Rameir is not Chayshish for it. I think the Ramban would answer both questions in the same way. The questions are connected. I think what the Ramban would say is the latest HaSofik in the rest of the world is not because of the Din of Chayishin Lemiuto. It's not that because of Meir is Chayishin Lemiuto, therefore that's Meilid HaSofik in the rest of the world. I'm saying here, I'm going to say a subtle thing, I think. I think the Ramban's response would be the latest HaSofik in the rest of the world has nothing to do with the Din of Chayishin and Lemiyutah. Rameh is a special Din of Chayishin and Lemiyutah. The latest HaSofik in the rest of the world is because since I now see that there's such a practice of being over the Tzom of HaMachas B'Shonah, I see that in Mekayim Mishloach HaMeir. Now, if Rameh's Mokum didn't exist, I would never know such a practice. But now that I know such a practice exists in the world, so now there's a latest HaSofik in the whole world that maybe they have that practice. That latest HaSofik has nothing to do with Chayishin Lemiyutah. Rabbanu would also agree that now there's a Sofik in the whole world. Because how do you know? I now discovered an idolatrous practice. I don't know all the idolatrous practices in the world, but I now discovered from the mayor that there's such a religious practice to be over the Tzom of HaMachas B'Shonah. So now I have a Sofik in the rest of the world, every city in the world, maybe they have that practice too. After all, these practices percolate and you know, idolatrous practices is percolated throughout the world. So the latest HaSofik is not because of the Din of Chayishin Lemiuto. The latest HaSofik is just for Metzius. Now that I know there's such a practice, I have to be chayish for that practice everywhere else. If I never knew that such a thing as a Soros, I wouldn't be chayish. Maybe somebody's a Soros. But if I discovered that such a thing as a Soros, you know, I'm naive. I never heard of Sarisim. Then I go into medicine. I discover such things. I encounter a few Sarisim in my medical practice. Now every time I have a Kotlin, I have a latest HaSofik. That's not because, you know, there's a Din of Chayishin Lemiuto that I have a latest HaSofik. The latest HaSofik is because now I know of a Metzius that I didn't know before. You know, if I never heard of a Soros, I wouldn't be Chayishin that a Kotlin is a Soros. The same way not Chayishin that maybe a Kotlin is, is going to grow up to be a green-eyed Martian. Like Mechatesa. But now I know there's such a thing, so now I have to be Chayishin for it. That's nothing to do with her mayor. And everybody agrees that there's a latest HaSofik. The issue, though, is, but what do I do with that HaSofik? Maybe I can mechri that HaSofik with the Reif. Maybe I can say, look, in the Bekhemis that I know about, in the universe is a place that I know about, this practice is a Miyat practice. It's only practiced in a Miyat of Bekhemis, only in the Bekhemis of Meir. There's a Reif, a place where they don't have that practice. So maybe that could tell me that there's a kind of rhyme over here that this is a minority practice. I can use that to then extrapolate to the rest of the world and say, so in the rest of the world also, even though there is such a practice in the world, but I know that it's a miyot, at least in my universe it's a miyot, so I can assume that it's a miyot everywhere, the same way by sarisim. How do I know sarisim are a miyot in the world? Maybe the sarisim are a rhyme for the world. Well, I see by me they're a miyot, so some of them are a miyot everywhere else too. So I treat it as everywhere else. I treat it as a miyot. I don't really know, you know, maybe for all I know, maybe in China, maybe everybody's a Soros. I mean, if I never went to China, but since in the place that I know, it's not that way, so I assume that it's everywhere else. It reflects the way it is by me. So I treat it as a right. That already goes to Rameh and Rabban. If that's the case, so now already, is this a Ruba de Issa Kamon or Ruba de Lesa Kamon? That's what he ruled with the lesser kavon. That's ruled with the lesser kavon. If it was a mayor's that was over the suffolk with the din of chayshin l'miyuta, if the latest asuffolk was because I was chayshish because of the din of chayshin l'miyuta, the mayor's mokim is the mail of the suffolk everywhere else because of the din of chayshin l'miyuta. And without the din of chayshin l'miyuta, I wouldn't have the suffolk. It's the chayshin l'miyuta that makes the suffolk. Well, what kind of miyut is a mayor's mokim? Is it a weak miyut or a strong miyut? It's a very weak miyut. It's a miyut. The isa kaman. That's a very weak miyut. It's kaman the lesser. Miyut isa kaman. How does that occur from mayor or suffolk? But the Rabbi knows, no, the latest of suffolk is not because of mekayim mishloim mayor. That's just a gilui milsa v'alma. Now I know this is a practice. Now I have the latest of suffolk style. Now I want to deal with that suffolk. And I want to deal with the suffolk on the basis that I'm extrapolating, since in the place that I know about, this is a miyut mekayimis that have it. So in the rest of the world, it's also a miyut mekayimis that have that practice. That's a miyut, the lesser kamon. Because I'm being down in the places everywhere else in the world. The miyut, every place in the world, there's probably such a practice in the whole world in a miyut. They make me sure every city that I find, it's like every kotlin I find, is he a soros or is he not a soros? So I say, well, from the cases that I know about, sarisim are a miyut. So I extrapolate that in the world, sarisim are a miyut. So al derech zekan, in the place that I know about, oivdin lutzvam and pamachas b'shon is a miyut. It's a miyut, it's a practice that's done in a miyut of places. So I assume that everywhere it's a practice that's in a miyut of places. And therefore, every time I come to a new place, I say, I don't have to be choshish for doivdin lutzvam, because that's something that happens in a miyut of cities. That's what you mean, the lesser kamon. I'm saying that in the world it's a miyut, and therefore every city that I come to, I can treat it as a miyut phenomenon that they're going to be over this kamon. That's mamish. That's a miyut, the lesser kamon, not a miyut, the yisra kamon. So because the two asogas of the Ran and the Ramban, that's what I want to say, that they're totally zeh v'zeh. Because the Ramban understood that the fact that we extrapolate to the rest of the world, the latest asofik comes from the din of chayshin l'miyuto. So number one, he says, who says Chashim L'Miyuta has that power? Chashim L'Miyuta it's not Meilut Sfeikas. And even if it is, but it has to be a Miyut that's a strong Miyut, a Miyut of Lesser Kamon, not a Miyut to Issa Kamon. This is a Miyut to Issa Kamon. How can it be Meilut Sfeikas? The Ramban, I think the answer on behalf of the Ramban is the Ramban understood that the latest Asofik is not from Mekayim Mishloim Meir. Remeir's Mokim is in words. The latest asafik is that's just gilui milsa b'alma. I know there's such a practice. I have to be chayshish. Like I discovered, there's sarisim in the world. I have to be chayshish in the whole world. Maybe it's a saris. What I want to do with Mekayim Mishloim Meir is I want to say, well, since in these hundred places, this is something that's done this happens in a myriad of occasions, this phenomenon. So it's a myriad in the world. And if it's a myriad in the world, then every city that I encounter, I can say, zil bosaruba. That's totally lachayk semeir and rabbanon, and that's a ruba the isuk the lesser kamon, not a ruba the isuk kamon. The Ran himself is also not so posh. Even in the Ran's terms, the Ran's assumption that this is a miyut the isa kavon, not a miyut the lesser kavon, is not so posh. It's not so clear, Bachal, what's the definition of a miyut the isa kavon versus a miyut the lesser kavon? What's the criteria? There's a tshuva from the Nesivus. It's printed in Shas Tshuvas Chem D'Shleima. It's not printed in the Nesivus Sfar, but in Chem D'Shleima in Simin. Chavdalin, he brings the children from the Nesivus. They had a correspondence. The Nesivus says the definition of Ruba the Issa Kamon versus Ruba the Lesser Kamon. Remember, Ruba the Issa Kamon is stronger. Even Rameh was Chayesh Lemuta, it's only by Ruba the Lesser Kamon. By Ruba the Issa Kamon, Rameh agrees that you go Basaroy, the Mutas can be Sheena. The Nesivus says Ruba the Issa Kamon means what he's addressing from Kor's definition. He's addressing the case of Gvinus based on Yankee. Tosfos brings the case. One of the cases of Meir was Chayesh Nemutah, Gvinus based, it was a city. And most of the cheese was made with non-Avodah Zorah in it, so it was Mutter Bahano. But there was a miyut of cheese that was made from a golem that were Shechlet for Avodah Zorah, and that cheese was also Bahano. So Reb Meir is chayshish lemiyot, and he asked all the cheese that came from the town of Asad Bahano. But he asked Bahano all the cheese that came from Beis Niyan. It's chashir lemiyot. So the question is, why is that not a miyot to Issa Kaman? You have the miyot of Hagolim in town that are Avodah Zaradik. You have the roiv of Hagolim in town that are not Avodah Zaradik. Chayshir lemiyot Issa Kaman. You have a suffix. You found that you have a piece of cheese. You don't know if it came from that Hagolim of Avodah Zaradik. Why is that different than Teishah Chaniz? So the Nesivus explains that the definition of Rubut Issa Kamon is, the Lashon of Nesivus is, that the Rav is Kamon in the Din. So the Rav is Issa Kamon in our Din, meaning that the Sufik, the Etzem Sufik is, let's say by Teisha Chanuyas, Esther Chanuyas, the Sufik, the Etzem, is what Chanus did this piece of meat come from. That is the Sufik. I can't be done the Sufik divorced of the Chanuyas. I can't say I have a piece of meat and I have Sama Suffolk. You know, does it come from, what is it? I mean, I guess I could, because I don't know where this buster, you know, what this buster is. I guess I could be down in the buster stam. That's not the suffix of the Rav is Machriya. The suffix of the Rav is Machriya is where this Bosa come from. That's my suffix, where did the Bosa come from? And for that I have a Rav that it came from the stores that sell Bosa Akash. So the suffix of the Rav is Machriya. The suffix of the Rav is Machriya is where did the I'm certainly able to frame the suffix in terms of where did the basar come from? If it came from a kosher store, then it's kosher. If it came from a non-kosher store, then it's. I'm able to frame it that way. And then the roiv. So I'm framing the suffix in terms of the chanuyos. The chanuyos are here in the suffix. The suffix is which chanuyos did it come from? So the chanuyos are here in my suffix. So I have a roiv. That's called the rubad yisakamon. Chanuyos are part of the definition of the suffix is the chanuyos. Which chanus did the basa come from? That's called Ruba de Issa Kamon. Ruba de Lesa Kamon, he says, is where the suffix is not where did it come from. The suffix was the rennet that was used for this cheese, was it Avodah Zaradik or not? Suffix on which store did the cheese come from, or which particular eagle did the cheese come from. The suffix is, how was this cheese made? Was it made with a golem of Avodah Zarah, or was it not made with a golem of Avodah Zarah? Even if that day they only made one cheese in town, it would be the exact same suffix. The suffix wouldn't be different. The same suffix. This cheese, was it from Avodah Zarah, was it not from Avodah Zarah? If they only shifted one eagle that day in town, and made one block of cheese, I have the same suffix. Was it Avodah Zaradik? Was it not Avodah Zaradik? So my suffix is not which Hagolim did it come from. My suffix rather is this particular. My suffix is the egel that it came from. Was it Avodah Zaradik? Was it not Avodah Zaradik? So now, since the rite is not included in the statement of the suffix. The suffix is a suffix the suffix is self-contained. The eagle that made this cheese, was it Avodah Zarah, was it not Avodah Zarah? And I want to answer that question by statistically saying, well, most of the Golem in town are not Avodah Zarah. Me of a Golem in town are Avodah Zarah. That's called the Ruba de Lesa Kamon. The Rav is not in the suffix. The suffix is an independent suffix. I'm using the Rav statistically to mechriya a suffix that exists independently. So that's called the Ruba de Lesa Kamon. That's a weak Rav. Using statistics to mechriya suffix be'etzim. Now, Shankin again, by the case of the Teisha Chanuyos, where the suffix is which chanus did it come from, so I'm not using statistics to mechriya an independent suffix. The suffix itself, I can frame it such a way, I can frame in terms of the chanuyos. Which chanus did it come from? That's the suffix. There's right chanuyos one way, and meet chanuyos the other way. That's called the rubat, lezadu kayim, rubat yisa kamah. Anyway, that's basically the nesivus. Yeah, there's lahid lezbonin, but that's what he says. If that's the definition of Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon, So then, over here, you can look at the right understood. I'm using the Kaimish Lerameir to be Moedah Sofik in other cities in the world. Are they over the Islam? Are they not over the Islam? So the Rani asks, Teruba de Issa Kamon. That's the Rani's Kasha in the Ramana. Teruba de Issa Kamon. Why is Teruba de Issa Kamon? Because your mayor is, this is Mekhemish, your mayor, it's a miyot de Issa Kamon. It's a miyot that opposes a Ruba de Issa Kamon. The 99 other cities are Issa Kamon against the one city of Ramayr. According to the Nesivis, the definition, so clear that this is called the Ruba de Issa Kamon. Yeah, it's true, the 99 cities are here, and the Mekhemish Ramayr is here. But in the Sofik that I have in some other city, I come to some other city and have a Sofik, you know, in Chicago, what do? Do I open the Sofik or not? My Sofik is not, did they come from these 99 cities or did they come from the Kaimish Ramayr? I have a Sofik Be'etzim in Chicago, are they able to stop or not able to stop them? I want to use the statistics that I know from the Kaimish Ramayr versus the other Mekhemish, the Merechir, the Sofik in Chicago. According to the Sivis' definition, that's not a Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's Ruba de Lesa Kamon. If the Sofik is not, the Reib is not Kamon Benino, the Nidin of the Sofik is on Chicago. I want to use these 99 cities versus Mekhoi Mishler Meir to be Mechriya the Halach in some other city. Says the point in the series, that's Ruba the Lesser Kamon. The Rab calls the Ruba the Issa Kamon. There is another definition of Ruba the Issa Kamon. The Stavta in Chulu and Simivav has a different, for other reasons, has a different definition of Ruba de Issa Kamon. He wants to say that the definition of Ruba de Issa Kamon, not like in the Sivis. He says the difference of Ruba de Issa Kamon and Ruba de Lesa Kamon is that a Ruba de Issa Kamon is a roi where I know for a fact that it's a roi. Because I can count. Teisha Chanu is one Chanu. So it's a fact that it's a roi. A Ruba de Lesa Kamon is a roi where I only know it's a roi with the Hashar. I intuit that it's a roi. Rive people in the world are not Sarisim. I know that for a fact. I counted all the people in the world. I don't know it for a fact. That's my intuition, based on my understanding of what I see in front of me, you know, what I understand about, you know. My understanding and my intuition is that it's a mere phenomenon. That it's a weak way, it's a weak rive, but etzim, because I don't know for a fact that it's a rive. It's a rive, he says, I think it's lashon, it's a rive, it's totally the ubnus of the liba. So it's a rive that comes from Havanas Halev. If that's the case, then I understand the Ram much better. And the Ram is saying, Mekhemish Lameir versus the 99 places, that's Rav, I know for a fact. That's not a Rav that came from Ubnus of the Liban. That's a fact, that Mekhemish Lameir is a myth versus that's a very weak myth.
Aren't you using Ubnus of the Liban in order to apply that to the rest of the world? How do we know that the sample size that we have here is going to apply to the rest of the world that we're not sure about?
So I think this goes back to what I said before. If you understand, like the Ramban, that the latest of Sofik in the rest of the world has nothing to do with Chashil and Mita. I have a Sofik in the rest of the world, but there are Chilim and Sobiyama. Now I know there's a phenomenon called Oidim Muslimin. I have a Sofik of my own in the rest of the world. The way I deploy the Rebbe over here is I say, well, since in the universe that I know, it's a Miut, so I'm assuming that in the rest of the world is also a Miut. Then you're right. That's Taka Miut the Lesa Kamon, because there's an Ubnus of the Lib over there that I'm extrapolating that was true over here is true in the rest of the world. That's what I said before, that I think the feeling of the Rabban Lashitos, the Olds, that attack Ubnus of the Lesa Kamon. But since the Rabban understood that my Suffolk in the rest of the world is not because, you know, a Gili Mils of Yalmo, that my Suffolk in the rest of the world is because of Chayshin of Miyuta. That the fact that I'm Chayish to Miyuta, I'm Chayish from a Kaimish of Meir, is merely the Suffolk in the rest of the world. So first I have to decide, well, what kind of meat is in front of me that I should be merely the Suffolk in the rest of the world? Ask the Rav, number one, who says a miyut is Moedah Sofik at all? And even if it is Moedah Sofik, that's a miyut that's a weak miyut, that's a strong miyut, but a miyut that in the first instance is a weak miyut to begin with, certainly doesn't have a kayach, so that's a Ruba de, that's not, that Rabbi Greece is command the lesson, therefore it's not Moedah Sofik. So the Rav Lashitosik, it's still the Rav Lashitosik, because the Rav Lashitosik holds that Mekhaimish Shlomeh has to be Moedah Sofik, and Mekhaimish Shlomeh is a miyut Mekhaimis. That's for sure. It's a meat Mekhaimis and the Mekhaimis that I know. What?
Isn't that already Ubnus of the Liba to the side of the Mekhaimis?
No, because if I didn't have Mekhaimis Lameir, I wouldn't have a Sofik at all. So I need the din of Kumash, according to Rabbanon, the Ran holds that according to the Rabbanon, there's no Sofik at all. Not that there's a Sofik with the Rav. There's no Sofik at all. It's only because Rameir is Chayish Lameir that Mekhaimis Lameir generates a Sofik everywhere else. Says the Rav, never gets off the ground. And how does Mekayim Shomer generate itself again everywhere else? Mekayim Shomer is smothered right away in the rov around it. So it itself is a miyut, and once it's a miyut, it's command the lesser. Once it's command the lesser, so it doesn't have a koyach in mother to suffer. The Ramban's response would be, I don't care that it's command the lesser, but I know now there's a medical phenomenon called oitim lutzlam. The way I know there's a medical phenomenon called sarisim. So now the whole world I have a suffix on my own. Now I want to be mechir that suffix. How am I going to mechir that suffix? I'm going to mechir that suffix with the statistics that I know from over here. When I mechir that, that's already a rubid, that's a rubid, the lesser come on. That's already, and there it's not a weak meat, it's a very strong meat, because in the upness of the libo, it's a strong meat.
Aren't all the other cases of where you have like a complete analysis of all the statistics in the world, and then now we have to figure out a case that you don't know, where you have like a meat of the world?
Well, that's that, I don't know, maybe there are, but that would be machlekes the stifler. I have to look at the stifler, what he's done with it, but that's the machlekes in the stifler and the nesivus. According to the Sivas, that would be a rubah d'lesser kama. As long as the suffix is an independent suffix, it's not framed in terms of the roiv, then it's a rubah d'lesser kama. The suffix, the roiv is not on the table in front of me when I'm being done. That's the Russian learning the Sivas. Rubah d'lesser kama means the roiv is on the table. The rov, when he's looking at the chanus, when he's looking at the piece of bosser, he's wondering what chanus did it come from. So that's it. The roiv is on the table, on the rov's table. So that's rubah d'lesser kama. With the lesser kamar, he's looking at this piece of cheese, and he's not asking where did it come from, he's asking what is it? That, and he wants to mechir that with his knowledge of what's going on in the cheese, with the other cheeses in town. That's with the lesser kamar. Yeah, I'm sure there are borderline cases, but that's how he translates it. The stifler says, no, that's not the getter. The getter is a simpler getter. A right that I know for a fact is rubah d'lesser kamar. A right that I don't know for a fact is rubah d'lesser kamar, but that's rubah d'lesser kamar. I think the Rambam certainly only works according to the stifler to begin with. But even then, the Rambam and the Rambam go l'shitos. Okay, we're going to stop here, but one second. No, let me just 5 minutes. Let me give me 5 minutes. I want to finish off the round. The Maaseh Rambam is chaylik from the Rambam. So how does the Rambam learn the Gemara? This whole elaborate Rambam. We now have two versions of the Rambam. Our version of the Rambam. The Rambam's version of the Rambam. The Rambam rejects the Rambam totally, and the Rambam says has a new pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam says pshat in the Gemara is. He says all the mekayim in the world are mutar min hadin. There's no latest hasafik. Chayshim lemuta is not mutar with the hasafik in other places, like the Ranzer said. Even according to Rameh, the whole world is mutar. Elakayim that you'll be alma chayish lemuta, but since Rameh holds that chayshim lemuta, alma leisvir lemuta command the lesser dami. A mayor holds in a meal does not command the lesser, it's command the iso. Umishimahochi goza shar mekaymais. Hideshil liyavoyu lihi koshil bimekaymai. Therefore, a mayor is glazed to the whole world in order that there shouldn't be a mikshil in mekaymish or a mayor. Viafagab de miyutu, even though mekaymish is a chamiyut, why even kashish for a miyut? For the welfare of a miyut. Roy lochish de kilkuloi, it's roy to be kashish for the kilkul of the miyut because a miyut is command the iso. Aval rabbanon dule chayish nemiuta, but rabbanon who are not chayish nemiuta, seal the muta command the lesser dummy. So since muta is command the lesser, we don't have to be chayish for a kilkul of a mute. Ad kan devera. So that says the whole thing is exera, and it's exera auto amiut mekaymus, auto mekaymus shor meir. But hagufa, are we geyser for the kilkul of a mute? Are we geyser on a roiv to protect the kilkul of a mute? Is totally the amiut is command the iser, amiut is command the lesser. Koyte a mayor, amiut is command the iso, so we have to be geyser for the kilkul of a miut. Koyte a rabbon, amiut is command the lesser, we don't have to be geyser for the kilkul of a miut. Ad kan deran. Chaderan's a pelos. Number one, milakala lakov, the lesser question. How did the Ran solve the problem, but it's amiut isa kamon? Even by amiut isa kamon, a mayor is masking his mute to come out the lesser. That was the kasha, that's the kasha the Ran asked in the Ramah. How did he solve that kasha? At the end of the day, mekayim shel mayor is amiut isa kamon, amiut isa kamon is command the lesser. So command the lesser. So the whole machlekes mayor and mother is only by mita the lesser come on. Here's the mita isa come on. That's the less severe question. The more severe question is that he's talking apples and oranges. When Rav Meir says that a mita is command the lesser, let's say by a kotlin, shemayim matzisaris, So Rav Meir says, Mutu Kamad Belesa. What does that mean? That means Sarisim don't exist? Or it means the statistical chance of his being a Soros is Kamad Belesa? It means that the probability of his being of this person growing up to be a Soros, that probability we can treat it as Kamad Belesa. It's a negligible probability. So we don't have to worry about that probability. He would talk about something else. Talking about Mekayim Shameir exists. Can't say Mekayim Shameir doesn't exist. It exists. Shaila is, do we want to be Mesakin on the Rav for the Kilkul of Mekayim Shameir? So he says, well, that depends. The Amir is Kamad, the Kamad, the Lesser. There he's saying something else. Is Amir worthy of our consideration that we should be Geyser on their, that we should be Geyser, we should impose on the Rav for their behalf, on their behalf, for their Kilkul? So that's maybe a different way of quoting that. No, Kamadisa Kamadalesa, are you important or are you not important? Are we going to be Geyser for your benefit, for your to avoid your Kilkul, or not be Geyser to avoid your Kilkul? What does it have to do with Miyut Kamadisa Miyut Kamadalesa? It's like saying that since our mayor holds that the Miyut is Kamadalesa, and Miyut people in the world are use wheelchairs, so we don't have to make legislation to have handicapped access because the Miyut is Kamadalesa. You're using the word Kamadalesa in two totally different senses. Here, in Rameir's case, Kamad Alessa means the probability is Kamad Alessa. A Koton, it's Kamad, the probability that the Koton will be a Saris is Kamad Alessa. The Rav and Sama translating that to be Misakin for the Kilkul of Sarisim would be to be Misakin for the Kilkul of Sarisim would be is not worthy of our effort. I don't know. Maybe that's a definition entirely. Should we be Misakin for the benefit of a mute? Should we make takonis for the benefit of me? What does that have to do with this? Shema Taimer, maybe understood like this, that he held, the reason why we're Geiser in a cult in Shema Yimotzi Soros is not because the probability of his being a Soros is so important, but because we have to move a second for the benefit of those Ketanim who will turn out to be Soros. So like that's why in the Sud Chashin Lemuta. Chashin Lemuta doesn't mean we're chayshish at the Kotan is a Saris. It means we're chayshish for the benefit of the Sarisim. There are some Sarisim. They're going to get messed up. So we have to worry about their welfare. I don't think that's Pshat or Meir. That's not going to work in all the cases. And Venus based in Yankee has that kind of work. Meir is Chashin Lemuta. We're going to sack in for the benefit of the piece of cheese that happens to be of it. Like, well, it doesn't make sense. About it not the way. Rameir means that the probability of this cheese being of it is always negligible. We don't have to concern ourselves with a negligible probability. What in the world does that have to do with over here? This is a different issue. Not an issue of probability. Do I know? Should we geyser in the whole world? Mishum kill kula shum mekayim mishlei meir. What in the world does that have to do with chashin lemuta or chashin lemuta? Any day, I know what to do with this rab. It's a mitzvah to say pshat in the rab. Okay.